Picture a bustling marketplace, a digital agora, where the power of trade is decentralized and freedom reigns supreme. It's a place where buyers and sellers from around the globe can come together, embracing the true spirit of the internet.
But what happens when the revolutionary concept clashes with darker corners of the online world? From the shadows of the Silk Road to the pursuit of a new way to buy and sell. This is the story of Open Bazaar.
Welcome to Candid Crypto, episode 25. The rise and evolution of Open Bazaar. I'm Liam Stjanovic.
And I'm Michael Edelheit. Join us as we delve into the ambitious origins and ideological transformations and struggles that shaped the groundbreaking project.
Let's go back to 2014. The Wild West of cryptocurrencies, where the Silk Road had just been taken down and the world was captivated by the power and potential of this new decentralized technology called Bitcoin.
In the bustling metropolis of Toronto, a group of talented developers gathered in the 2014 Bitcoin Expo Hackathon, where they would team up for 30 hours to create something that would leave a lasting mark on the crypto world.
Two developers who are associated with the company Airbits, whose names are Damian Cotillo and William Swanson, joined forces with some other developers, chiefly Amir Taki and Pablo Martin, who were part of Libitcoin and Dark Wallet, respectively. Together, they combined forces to create Dark Market, a proof of concept that won them first place at the hackathon.
The original name, Dark Market, was a nod to Silk Road, a notorious online marketplace that had recently been shut down by law enforcement. But the vision of Dark Market went far beyond the Silk Road had accomplished.
The key individuals involved included Amir Taki, a British-Iranian coder and early Bitcoin enthusiast. Taki believed that code was a form of expression, and as such, couldn't be criminalized. "I'm just a humble coder," he said. "You can't imprison someone for speaking an idea."
However, Liam, it seems Taki eventually changed his tune, perhaps suspecting that the sellers his platform might attract could land him in legal trouble.
Amir's life took quite a turn after the Dark Market proof of concept. Just a year later, he found himself fighting alongside the YPG in Syria.
Amidst the whirlwind of events, the Dark Market project was passed on to other developers who would shape its future, and with that, the seeds of Open Bazaar had been sown.
With the foundation of Dark Market laid, the developers sought to bring their vision of a decentralized marketplace to life. Open Bazaar, an open source protocol, would soon emerge, backed by $1 million in seed funding in June of 2015.
Heavyweight venture firms Andreessen Horowitz and Union Square Ventures, along with angel investor and board member William Mogayar, saw the potential of Open Bazaar's mission to revolutionize e-commerce using blockchain technology.
The stage was set for a new era of peer-to-peer commerce, with Bitcoin as the medium of exchange. Addressing the privacy and economic concerns of centralized marketplaces, like Amazon and eBay, Open Bazaar aims to empower individuals, giving them greater control and freedom in their online transactions.
Born from the success of Dark Market, Open Bazaar evolved and released several beta versions. The Open Bazaar organization was a nonprofit. The Open Bazaar team additionally created a distinct organization named OB1. And it acted as a for-profit piece of the puzzle, monetizing parts of the Open Bazaar experience by building revenue-generating value-added services, such as search, mobile experiences, and escrow services, on top of the Open Bazaar protocol.
Amidst the enthusiasm for the project, it was essential to make one thing clear. Open Bazaar developers and their backers had no interest in supporting illegal use cases. Hoffman, the OB1 CEO and leader of the Open Bazaar project, is very careful to define Open Bazaar as a protocol rather than a product, a distinction essential for keeping his hands clean of any potential illegal activity carried out using the software. While the owner of a file sharing site is responsible for any illegal content on it, the creator of the file sharing protocol isn't criminally liable if it's used for illegal activity. They have no control over it. It's just a piece of code. And the same is true of Open Bazaar.
Union Square Ventures managing partner, Brad Burnham, envisioned Open Bazaar as a key player in opening up markets, serving a critical role in the development of a shared public data layer. Both Burnham and Mogayar believed that the growth of decentralized commerce and Open Bazaar was deeply intertwined with the expansion of Bitcoin and the blockchain.
In the grand scheme of things, the backers and developers of Open Bazaar hoped that legitimate use cases would quickly outpace any potentially illegitimate purposes. And this was pretty common rhetoric in the Bitcoin community at large as well. Bitcoin certainly gained popularity due to its illicit use cases. But hey, fast forward 10 years and we had Tesla considering it a store of value and a good hedge against inflation.
And so, with the support of prominent investors, a dedicated team of developers, and a clear vision for the future, Open Bazaar began its journey to transform the world of e-commerce.
As the project gained momentum, I, Liam, decided to dive into the world of Open Bazaar firsthand, becoming a seller on the platform.
So, Liam, let's dig into that a little bit more. What exactly were you selling on Open Bazaar?
I was selling near-field communication stickers. So imagine a sticker a little bigger than a quarter that allowed you to read and write data using your phone. So I put in a custom order on Alibaba for a Chinese supplier to build a few hundred stickers, half of them with the Bitcoin logo on this small sticker, half of them with the Ethereum logo. I then took those stickers, was able to put my Bitcoin and Ethereum wallet addresses on them, and have people tap the stickers to pay me in Bitcoin or Ethereum.
Very cool. And compared to these big marketplaces like Amazon or eBay, which have billions of dollars to design a really friendly user experience, do you remember what it was like using the platform and kind of that experience as a whole as a seller?
The platform wasn't the easiest thing to get started on, but I saw that my assumption at the time was that they were trying to capture a niche of tech/blockchain enthusiasts in general. And I figured, hey, if you got a bunch of blockchain peeps running around on Open Bazaar, they might be interested in a near field communication sticker with their favorite crypto logo on it that literally lets people send them money. That was my initial motivation to join Open Bazaar. I also love tinkering with new software projects, and I saw this as potentially turning into something really cool.
So did that assumption play out? Did you get a lot of traction from those people? Because I remember back in college you creating these stickers, but I never realized you were selling them on Open Bazaar, or were you selling them on any other platforms?
Yeah, so I had listings on Open Bazaar, and I publicized my storefront using Reddit.
Nice.
So I would post to the Open Bazaar subreddit. I'd cross post to some other subreddits as well, like r/blockchain. I also had links to my Etsy store because, well, more people have fiat on hands than crypto. And I allowed people to transact in both ways. The thing I had to do to reel in my first couple of sales and to start gaining reputation on Etsy was to do free samples. So I did a small giveaway and mailed stickers all over the world. It's pretty cool.
Okay. So when did you stop using it, and what were the main reasons? I know you mentioned that it was maybe a little difficult to transact with Bitcoin.
I had my storefront up for about 3 or 4 months, and then I gave up. The storefronts did not attract any business. There were certainly people using the Open Bazaar protocol and browsing the Open Bazaar marketplace, but the traffic was very minimal, and after 3 or 4 months, I got zero orders on Open Bazaar. It seems like a lot of people thought the idea was intriguing, but it seemed like there was very little, if any, momentum. Momentum being people actually transacting goods. I never sold an item on the Open Bazaar platform.
Interesting.
There are multiple reasons why I think that happened. First of all, it was cumbersome to use. It wasn't nearly as easy as Etsy or eBay or Amazon to, you know, get on and buy something. I also think that the individuals randomly perusing Open Bazaar storefronts were doing it more so for the tech novelty as opposed to being serious buyers.
Okay. Yeah, and comparing this to Silk Road, Silk Road was transacting millions of dollars. So it's so funny that these traditional media companies, they just spewed all this FUD about the dangers of Open Bazaar and that it was just going to be a source for selling illicit goods. Ultimately, the fact that it wasn't easy to buy illicit goods maybe was a contributing factor why it didn't gain a lot of popularity.
Certainly. The Silk Road was advertised explicitly as being an illegal marketplace. Open Bazaar drew a fine line in the sand where they said, we're not endorsing that activity. It could be facilitated through our platform, but we're not endorsing it, aggregating it to our search, or, you know, encouraging that activity through our for-profit business. So at the time I was using Open Bazaar, the storefronts and the search did not allow you to peruse around to see any illicit goods. I never saw any illicit goods when I was on there.
As we sit around the digital campfire today, let's take a moment and remember the tale of Open Bazaar's downfall. It was a bittersweet end to a project that once held so much promise for the Web3 community.
Open Bazaar's journey began with a vision of decentralization, empowerment, and freedom. But as time went on, the once bustling bazaar started to face challenges that led to its closure.
The first cracks in the foundation appeared when Open Bazaar struggled to maintain a sustainable revenue model. As a free and open source platform, it relied heavily on donations and external funding to keep the project running. But the generosity of the community could only go so far, and the financial burden grew heavier.
The platform faced seemingly insurmountable challenges of taking on centralized e-commerce giants. Open Bazaar struggled to acquire users, as established shopping websites were far more convenient with plenty of user traffic.
On top of technical challenges that plagued the project, with issues of scalability and user experience making it difficult for Open Bazaar to gain widespread adoption. As the platform's user base dwindled, so too did its chance of survival.
And so, the once vibrant bazaar grew quieter, its digital stalls emptying as merchants and customers alike sought refuge in more familiar platforms. The dream of a truly decentralized marketplace began to fade.
So, as the embers of our digital campfire flickers, it seems that the story of Open Bazaar is not quite over. We find ourselves in present day, after 2 years of radio silence, the murmurs of reemergence. The once shuttered marketplace is stirring whispers of a comeback echoing through Brian Hoffman and Open Bazaar's Twitter account. Brian Hoffman has been sharing updates on the progress being made on Open Bazaar 3.0. In a tweet from April 9th, 2023, he mentioned that the project is getting more interesting by the day.
Freedom of exploration is cited by Hoffman as a driving force behind the market's revival. He's also alluded to the notion that external influences contributed to the initial downfall, but now the tides are changing. From a technical perspective, the newest repository in the Open Bazaar GitHub org, or organization, is Open Bazaar 3.0, implemented in the programming language Rust, specifically its server code.
It seems that Open Bazaar is poised for a grand return With work on the project well underway, the official website now bears the message Open Bazaar 3.0, coming soon, further cementing the anticipation and excitement in the community.
It's important to remember Open Bazaar's beginnings as Dark Market, a name that was later changed following community input in an effort to improve its public image. It's possible that the project was too early for its time, and now may succeed with the mainstream awareness of blockchain projects / NFTs.
Brian Hoffman has suggested that the future iteration of Open Bazaar would require more independence from Obi-Wan, though the specifics of the plan remains shrouded in mystery.
And with that, we conclude our story of Open Bazaar, a tale of creation, struggle, rebirth, and the propensity to buy and sell drugs on the internet.
As always, thank you for joining us on this remarkable journey. Until our paths cross again, stay curious, stay inspired, and may the spirit of decentralization guide you through the digital wilderness. Goodbye for now.